The Winter Soldier awakens with no memory except the sensation of drowning, his body foreign and painful. When asked his name, he struggles before admitting, "I don't know." The chilling response, "Good, that's perfect." This moment encapsulates the central tragedy of Bucky Barnes' transformation into the Winter Soldier, the deliberate erasure of self to create the perfect weapon. In 1954 Moscow, this deadly assassin with a gleaming metal arm exists as a ghost in the intelligence community, leaving behind perfectly executed assassinations that seem almost supernatural in their precision. Unlike Captain America's chemically enhanced abilities, the Winter Soldier's lethal efficiency stems from something far more disturbing: his natural talent for killing, honed through systematic dehumanization. He exists in a perpetual twilight state, his consciousness dulled by carefully calibrated drugs administered with clockwork precision. Even basic tasks overwhelm him. His handler, Rostova, often assists with fundamental activities like dressing or heating, creating a disturbing dynamic of dependence. The Winter Soldier program represents the Soviet response to America's Super Soldier Initiative, but with a crucial philosophical difference. Where America sought to enhance natural heroes, the Soviets proved you could create something deadlier by destroying a person's essential humanity. In 1941, 17-year-old Bucky Barnes presents a stark contrast to his future Winter Soldier persona, cocky and determined to join the war. At Camp Lehigh, he runs a sophisticated contraband operation using library books as his communication network. When discovered, he negotiates with Commander Crawford, his father's old friend, showcasing both his cleverness and impulsiveness. Bucky's desire to enlist stems from youthful enthusiasm, but also a deeper need to establish his identity after losing his parents. When Crawford suggests heroism isn't the same as fighting a war, Bucky's sharp response that Crawford isn't his father reveals the emotional wound driving him. He seeks purpose through military service, ironically foreshadowing his future identity loss. His smuggling operation demonstrates the resourcefulness that will later serve him as a spy, while his confrontation with Johnny Ripley reveals his volatile temper. These qualities attract Mr. Yesterday, a British intelligence officer who recruits him for covert operations, impressed by Bucky's language abilities and his year-long undetected operation. Bucky's mission derails when he meets a sharp-tongued girl at a chess tournament. After mistaking her for his contact and an awkward introduction, they discover his murdered handler. When the killer appears, Bucky pulls her to safety, revealing his SOE affiliation and enlisting her help. As they escape through London, they establish a dynamic of constant bickering yet effective teamwork. She calls herself Gimlet while mocking his cartoon squirrel name. At a pub safe house, Gimlet teaches Bucky chess, sharing her favorite historical match where Fleming refused to resign despite impossible odds. "I've always hoped to be the sort of person who never stops fighting, no matter how stacked the odds," a philosophy that later helps Bucky resist Soviet conditioning. Their connection deepens during a dance to "A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square." When Bucky asks her real name, she refuses, explaining that naming creates attachment, like finding an animal you can't keep. Before separating, Gimlet kisses Bucky, secretly slipping her chess book into his jacket. At a checkpoint, men drag her away, revealing she's Imogen Fleming, daughter of Edward Fleming, supposedly possessing valuable British secrets. In 1954, the Winter Soldier infiltrates a laboratory in Arctic Norway. Under the northern lights, he experiences flashes of recognition. When he asks his smuggler guide Oksana if she'd choose to forget her war experiences, she replies, "If I forgot the war, there wouldn't be any of me left," highlighting how identity remains tied to even painful memories. Inside the target ship, he finds a high-security lab with a chair resembling the one used for his own memory manipulation. There, he encounters a blonde woman who calls him Bucky, triggering confusion. When she touches his gun barrel, assuring they won't hurt each other, he responds, "Who the hell is Bucky?" This woman, Imogen Fleming, Gimlet from his forgotten past, represents a connection to his true identity. She claims he is James Buchanan Barnes, noting, "There's less and less of you every time we meet." She reveals intimate nicknames and details from letters he wrote, beginning with "My Dear Gimlet" or "Dear Ginny" with a hint of lime. Through Bucky's exploration of the 1941 timeline, we learn about Project Fugue, the experimental foundation for the Winter Soldier Project. Edward Fleming, Imogen's brilliant father, returned from World War I psychologically traumatized. Though physically unharmed, his mind remained at war, plagued by flashbacks and nightmares. Fleming's struggles inspired his pioneering work in memory manipulation. From his basement laboratory, he developed methods to surgically implant and remove specific memories, initially as treatment for shell shock. His technology combined electrical stimulation with chemicals targeting neural pathways, enabling unprecedented control over human memory. The most chilling revelation comes when Bucky discovers Fleming had implanted government secrets into his daughter's mind using coded messages hidden in a chess strategy book. The book's underlined words served as triggers, each activating different compartments of buried information. Imogen's discovery reveals the horrifying truth. Her father had turned her into an unwitting human database. The parallel storylines converge as both young Bucky and the Winter Soldier face sacrifice and betrayal. In 1941, Bucky becomes trapped under a military truck while helping Imogen escape. Despite excruciating pain, he remains silent about her location, even as his captors increase pressure on the truck's hydraulics, crushing his foot while hot engine oil burns his flesh, an injury crucial to his future transformation. The scene climaxes when Imogen appears in a stolen aircraft, deliberately clipping the truck to create space for Bucky's escape. With his last bullet, he strikes their pursuer, buying time for Imogen to flee while he collapses bleeding. This sacrifice mirrors 1954, when the Winter Soldier discovers his identity and escapes into the Russian winter. Rostova betrays him with a sniper's bullet as he struggles through deep snow. As blood stains the snow around him, memories flood back. Summer days in Brooklyn, popcorn at Coney Island, and his own name, James Buchanan Barnes. The story concludes with the Winter Soldier being prepared for cryostasis, his bionic arm removed. Despite heavy sedation, he struggles against restraints, trying to reach nearby scissors. As freezing begins, he desperately repeats, "James Barnes, your friends call you Bucky," like a mantra. This final act, clinging to identity even as it's being stripped away, embodies Bucky's essence. Though his body has been weaponized and mind repeatedly violated, something fundamental persists that cannot completely be erased. His determination to remember becomes defiance against those who would reduce him to a mere tool. The Winter Soldier may be a weapon, but Bucky Barnes remains a fighter, not just against external enemies, but against the erasure of his own humanity. Through his struggle, we're reminded that identity isn't simply what we recall, but what we continue to fight for, even when we've forgotten why.